So before we start the message, why don't we read God's precious word first?
我们今天在进行正道之前，我们先读神宝贵的话语。
And the first is Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1-7.
我们先要读的是以赛亚书五章一到七节。
I will read English first and followed by the Chinese, one by one.
好，我先读英文，然后读中文，一句一句的读。
Let me sing now for my well-beloved, a son of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a fertile hill.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的，有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
He dug it all around, removed its stone, and planted it with the choicest vine, and he built a tower in the middle of it, and also hewed out a wine vat in it. Then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones.
他刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it?Why, when I expected to produce good grapes, did it produce worthless ones?
耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？
So now let me tell you what I am going to do with to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge and it will be consumed. I will break down its wall and it will become trampled ground.
现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭，拆毁城墙，城垣，使它被践踏。
I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned or hewed, but barriers.And the stones will come up. I will also charge the clouds, rain no rain on it.
我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘，棘藜倒要生长。我也必命云不降雨在其上。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah his delightful plan. Thus he looked for justice, but behold,Bloodshed for righteousness, but behold a cry of distress.
万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
The second one is Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 and 18.
我们下面要读的是马太福音七章十七到十八节。
Verse 17, so every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.
这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
And third,is John chapter 15, verse 5.
第三个要读的是约翰福音十五章五节。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，他们就不能做什么。
And lastly, is the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16-25.
最后要读的是加拉太书五章十六节到二十五节。
Verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，这两个是彼此为敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law, nor the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事情都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife,Jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissension, factions.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、忌恨、愤恼、结党、纷争、异端。
I envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you.That those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
But the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there's no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. For if I will live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
凡属基督耶稣的人，就是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵而行，就当靠圣灵行事。
There's one more verse in the book of James we want to read.
好，还有一个
verse 7-11.
还有一段圣经是雅各书五章七到十一节。
Verse 7.Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains.
弟兄们嘛，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourself may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。弟兄们啊，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看哪，审判的主站在门前了。
As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
Next. Verse 11, please.We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcomes of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满有怜悯，大有慈悲。
May God bless his words.
愿主祝福他的话语。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Time flies, it has been 6 months since I last delivered a Sunday message in January 19.
真的时间过得很快，上一次我在这里做证道的时候是1月19号，六个月以前。
Looking back, we were still able to worship in the worship hall altogether.
这是往回看，我们真的是还能在这里，那个时候还能在这个大厅里面一起来敬拜。
And that is before this pandemic of the COVID-19 even spread in this country.
真的是那个时候是在这个COVID-19 的这个大瘟疫在这个国家里面传播之前的事了。
I don't know if you still remember the topic I delivered in January.
我不知道大家还记得我一月所讲的信息吗？
Probably not, but I was talking about the gifts of the Spirit.
我那时候讲的是圣灵的礼物。
And specifically, it's how to discover and improve God-given gifts and abilities.
是怎样发现，怎样能够改善神所给的属灵的礼物。
And in that message, I talk in Chinese.
那个时候我是用中文讲的属灵的礼物。属灵的礼物，
And today, I need to speak in English and for this message.
今天我要用英文来讲这个题目。
I need a lot of prayer from brothers and sisters as well as God's help.
我们要在这里要求众弟兄姐妹给我祷告和帮助。
And you may ask, today I'm not going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
今天我们要讲属灵的圣灵的果子。
And you may ask, these two topics are very similar. Why you want to do that?
大家有可能会问，这两个题目是差不多挺相似的，为什么还要再讲一次呢？
But I tell you, in essence, these two are very different.
我要告诉大家，基本上这两样事情是这两个事情是完全不一样的。
So we will find it out in the later part of this message.
我们等一下会在后面的部分，我们会发现这两个的区别。
About a little over a month ago, I was told that I need to deliver a message in English today.
我大概一个月以前，让我知道我要在今天主日要讲一个英文，用英文来讲主日的信息。
And I prayed to God many times, give me a talk.
但是我在这里祷告，向神祷告有好多次了，让他给我一个题目。
But several weeks passed, no topic in mind.
过了几周还是没有一个题目。
And one day, when I finished the Awana TNT teaching, the last lesson of the Awana teaching during this year, and...
那时候我在有一天在这个 Awana, 这是我们这个小孩子的一个节目这个课题里面，我在教最后一课的时候，我有了这个想法。
And I started to pray to God again. What topic I should deliver on today's message?
那时候我就接着祷告神，主啊，让我知道我这个主日能够讲怎样的信息呢？
And a whisper came to my ear and said, what topic you have just finished?
真是那个时候一个小声的细语到我的到我的耳朵里面，就是跟我说，你上一次讲的是什么题目呢？
And suddenly I realized I was teaching the fruit of the Spirit throughout the whole year. For the Awana TNT.
真的是我突然想到，整个一年中，去年的阿瓦纳一年中，我都是在讲这个圣灵的果实这个题目。
And in the children worship, actually in the months of May and June, we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit as well.
在主日敬小孩子的主日敬拜中，在五月六月，我们也是在讲这个圣灵的果子这个题目。
And in fact, the whole book of the Discovery of Grace is centered on this fruit of the Spirit.
整个他们儿童的这个找到神的神的神给的礼物的话，整个的都是在讲这个主题，就是圣灵的果子。
So I know that God wanted me to talk about the fruit of Spirit in this message.
所以我就知道，我们神让我们今天在这个主日的时候要讲这个圣灵的果子这个题目。
On top of that, the disciples class that Brother Pong conducted started on this discussion of the fruit as well.
所以另外呢，彭弟兄也是讲这个属灵的果子，这个作为他的课题，所以呢，真是一个巧合。
So is this coincidence?
这个是不是一个巧合呢？
Not really.
不是。
And thank God for his preparation.
真是感谢主给我做的这个预备。
So now let's look at the fruit of the Spirit.
好，我们先来看看这个圣灵的果子。
And today, I'm going to just talk about the overview of the fruit of the Spirit, and then only touch upon two of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, which is the two P's, peace and patience.
今天我要讲的是从一个总体上来讲一下圣灵的果子，然后具体的圣灵果子的属性的话，我只能讲两个部分，就是两个 P， 一个是平安和一个是忍耐，这两个英文都是从 P 开始。
As you know, there are 9 characteristics of the fruit of spirit.
大家知道在圣灵的果子中有九个圣灵有圣灵的属性。
So if God permits, and I will try to deliver the rest of the 7 in the future messages.
如果神允许的话，其他的属性的话，我在以后的讲道中才会讲到。
So let's first look at what is the fruit of spirit.
我们先看一下圣灵的果子是什么呢？
So first I want to use I want a book to for the kids what the definition is.
我先要用我们这个小孩子的他们的课本里面讲一下这个两个的定义。
The fruit of spirit is godly attributes that show up in the lives of anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ as Savior.
啊，这个圣灵的果子的话是神给我们的，就是说任何一个信主的人他所有的生命的性质。
And I remember this is godly attributes here.
所以我记得这个是神给所的属性，神的属性。
And as we read before in the book of Galatians, and this is the official definition of the fruit of the Spirit. And so if you go to the next sheet.
好，我们刚才说念过的加拉太书里面就是给了一个圣灵的果子这个完整的一个定义。
And we're not going to read this, but there are 9 characteristics in the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们要读这样的这个经文，就是说圣灵的果子就有9属性。
And you may ask why I choose the two P's today to talk about.
所以你大概问为什么我今天要讲这个两个 P， 就是平安和忍耐这两个 P 来做今天的题目呢？
That's because these two attributes are very relevant to and stark contrast.To the world we're living today.
因为这两个属性是和我们今天所处的世界，然后和我们所处的世界是有鲜明的对比的两个属性。
And you can see disasters, turmoils, pandemics, and with no ending in sight.
大家知道现在的世界外面既有灾祸，也有混乱，也有瘟疫，真是看眼睛都看不见这样的这个事情什么时候能够结束。
So we don't have the peace and the patience in this world.
所以我们在这个世界上没有平安，也没有忍耐。
So hopefully today we can get some light from God about what peace, what patience is.
我们今天能够求主能够给我们一些光照，让我们知道怎样才什么是怎样才能有这个平安，怎样有这个忍耐。
But before we go that, let's look at the overview of the fruit of spirit. And even before we talk about the nine characteristics of the fruit of spirit, let's look at the context.
好，我们在整个进入具体的这个圣灵的果子的定义之前，我们要从这个整个的一个环境中整个的一个定义中来看一下这个圣灵的果子是怎么回事。
And as you know that the fruit of spirit is stated in the book of Galatians in chapter 5.
大家知道这个圣灵的果子是在加拉太书五章里面定义的。
And as you know that Paul has written 13 epistles in the New Testament.
大家知道保罗在新约中写了13封书信。
And the book of Galatians is the only one that he addressed to the whole churches in the reading of Galatians.
在给加拉太书的加拉太书这本书是唯一一篇一个书信是整个给加拉太这个地区所有的教会的。
And you know that Paul and Barnabas were the missionaries that sent by Antioch Church to that region and to preach the gospel and plant the churches there.
所以大家记得的话，保罗和巴拿巴是安提亚教会差派出去到这个加拉太这个地区去传这个神的信息，然后在这里在那里也建立教会。
And Paul's message is very clear that through the faith in Jesus Christ, people are saved.
保罗的信息是非常清楚的，只有通过对神对信耶稣，你才能成为神的孩子。
But as you know, there's a group of missionaries, also of a Jew background, later came to the Galatians and preached a different kind of message.
但是大家知道，另外有一些这个同样和保罗同样的是由犹太背景的基督徒到了。同样的这个加拉太地区，然后来传福音，然后但是他们所传讲的是另外一个信息。
So on top of the faith, they said they must convert to Jews and the Abraham's descendant by being circumcised and by observing the law of Moses, such as observing the Sabbath and eating only clean food.
那些人到了这个地方之后，他说不要成为基督徒，不但要信耶稣，也要守犹太人的规矩，就是那些亚伯拉罕让犹太人所守的规矩，比如说这个割礼，然后呢而且要守摩西的律法，然后比如说是在守安息日，然后只吃洁净的食物。
So the first four chapters of the Galatians essentially.Paul's defending the true gospel.
所以在加拉太书的前四章中就是说保罗所写的什么是真的是基督徒。
That is Jesus Christ is all they need.
就是告诉大家耶稣就是他们随意所需要的。
And they are free from the bondage of the law.
他们不再要守律法。
And however, that comes into a question.
然后这就有了问题。
The question is about moral license.
所以就是要守这个他们这个道德上的这个是不是要怎样的去守这个道德。
And that is a 放纵。
Yeah, 所以他们就是要不要在这个道德上这个肆意的放纵。
And if there's no law, what do the believers prefer to do whatever their desires?
如果没有律法的话，是不是基督徒信仰耶稣的就可以做他们所认为是愿意做的事呢？
And so that's why the chapter 5 come into play, that the two extremes, which is legalism versus the license, these are two extremes. One is obey all the law, and the other is reject all the laws. All the false plurality in this whole struggle.
所以保罗就在第五章里面就讲了这样一个事情，就是有关怎样有必要守这个神的律法，如果没有律法的道德的事情。因为那个时候有两个极端，一个就是叫做就是守所有的律法，神的摩西的律法都要守；另一个呢，就是完全不守任何的律法，就是肆意的放纵的那些人。所以这两个是完全不一样的。所以保罗就给了这样一个答案，就是比较这两个，告诉我们基督徒该怎样的生活。
And Paul said, "You are looking at the wrong thing."
保罗说，你们所眼睛所看注重的事情不是一个，是不对的。
And you're arguing the non-important thing.
你们要做的事就有九个要紧的事情，九个重要的事。
And Paul says, through the Holy Spirit and through the love, the concern about obeying the law or the legal or the moral license is non-existent.
所以保罗在这里告诉大家，如果你有圣灵，照着圣灵，然后结了这个圣灵的果子，有了这个圣灵的果子之后，有关于是不是完全守这个律法，或者肆意的就是完全不守这个律法，就有一个很好的答案。
So if the Paul's argument is say, let's get a compromise.
保罗所说的就是让我们找一个折中。
Is this a compromise? Say, okay, let's get into the middle.
是不是保罗是有这个意思，让大家找一个中间的折中的方案呢、啊？让我们到的中间找一个方案呢、啊
no,？Paul's argument is not a compromise.
保罗在这里所解释的，并不是说叫他们走一个折中的方案。
Like you obey half of the law and you reject half of the law, and so that you have half of the freedom and half of the law abiding.
是不是保罗说你是不是守一半的律法，或者另一半的话你是不守这个律法，然后你就是在这个事情上有一个折中了呢？不是。
No, the Paul's argument is that by the Holy Spirit you can observe all laws, yet you are free all the time.
所以保罗在这里所说的就是，因为你有圣灵的感动，你可以完全守住这个律法，但是呢，你也有自己的自由。
And how? Basically, Paul said to the law enforcers, Paul said, "What matters is faith." That's the chapter five, verse six. Faith walking through love.
所以对这个执法者来说，保罗就是用这个加拉太书五章六节里面这样来解释了。在
What does that mean is love enables us to respond obediently and faithfully to God's law.
这就是说因为爱，所以我们就能够守住神的律所给我们的律法。
And for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
所以整个的律法的总纲就是爱人如己。
And to the law rejectors, and Paul also said, we should through love serve one another. That's verse 13.
所以对那些完全放纵、不守律法的保罗呢，也是用5章13节这样说，不可以将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心相互服侍。
So love will prevent us from using our freedom for self-indulgence.
因为爱的话，就让我们不会利用我们神所给我们的自由，然后来放纵自己的情欲。
But let me give you an example that since I teach Awana, so I will use Awana as an example. Just illustrate the point.
好，我给大家用 Awana 这个我们这个小孩子节目来给大家做一个例子，怎样达到这个结果。
As you know that Awana has a lot of rules.
大家知道Awana 呢有很多的规矩。
And such as, you need to wear uniform.
所以你要穿制服。
You'll be on time.
准时。
You want to bring your book. Don't talk during the session.And clean up after the session, etc.
带上你的书本，不能在这个上课的时间说话，然后说上课结束以后你要做清洁的工作。
And in the past, the teachers acted as law enforcers.
所以过去的时候，我们这些老师就是像执法者。
And so what ended up is that we are competing the voices.
所以这怎么大家知道结果是什么呢？大家就只比谁的声音响了。
And we shout, "Don't talk during the session."
所以我们就在那里对着孩子们喊。
And do this, don't do that, and so it's enforce the laws.
所以就告诉孩子说，哎，做这个不能做那个，然后就是在这里执法了。
And what ended is that still there are very few.Obey the rules.
所以，但是结果呢，就是那些小孩子呢，还只有很少的孩子呢会遵守这个规矩。
And since the beginning of this last school year,
上一个学期开始的时候
，we use totally different approach.
我们用了一个另外一个完全不同的方法。
By using love instead of enforcing the law.
我们用爱，而不是叫这里严厉，但不是严厉执法。
What we did to do? We send out a lot of awards.
我们就给小孩子发了很多的这个奖励、鼓励。
We award them for all the good behaviors they have exhibited.
所以我们因为他们表现好，我们就给他们奖励。
And so that's the love through the award.
所以通过这个给奖励，我们就彰显了我们给他们的爱。
And so through love, the kids obey the rules.
因为有爱，所以那些孩子们就在遵循这个规矩了。
And so after that, we don't need to shout anymore.
所以过了以后，我们就不用再喊了。
And kids are on time, uniform always there, and the books are always brought in.
所以那些小孩子就是总是准时了，然后穿着制服了，然后带了书本了。
And on top of that, their cleanup is automatic. I don't even need to tell them. They just sing the songs, clean up, and everybody clean up, and they just do it automatically.
在最后的时候，大家都很自觉地做清洁的工作，大家那些孩子都唱着歌，然后来做这个清洁的事。
I know this is probably is not the exact example, but the point is that through love, you can achieve the law cannot achieve.
然后通过我们这个，有可能这个例子不一定很好，但是是完全就是一个例子，就是你可以通过爱来让别人能够遵守这个手下的规矩。
So.As we said, since we are not be governed by the law and we not be governed by the flesh, as we said, then what should govern us?
所以你们既不是受律法的这个控制，也不能放纵肉体的情欲，那我们怎样才能做呢？
And that is the spirit.
所以就是要顺着圣灵而行。
So, Paul emphasized that point in the Galatians chapter 5 in three different verses from the beginning of this, the passage we read, and to the end of the passage we read in the Galatians, three different places by using four different sentences to illustrate this point.
所以保罗在这个加拉太书刚才所读的第五章里面，从开始到结尾有四个地方用不同的词语来讲怎样顺从圣灵的引导。
And in the verse 16 it said, walk by the Spirit.
在16节说当顺着圣灵而行。
And 18, are led by the Spirit.
这18节是说被圣灵引导。
And verse 25, live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit again.
所以25节就说你们若靠圣灵得生就当靠圣灵行事。
And so this is the heart and the soul of Christian living and the center and the secret of what it means to be a person in Christ.
所以这个就是刚才所讲的这个这读的经文，就是基督徒怎样的生活，怎样是靠着耶稣基督做我们生命的核心，也靠着耶稣基督的爱来生活。
So, as we said, its spirit can solve the problem of the law and also the license, which is not obeying any law.
所以通过圣灵我们能解决怎样完整的完全的守律法，也能够不再做完全做那些放纵自己情欲的这样一个问题。
So after that, Paul gave two lists. Before he gave the list of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, he gave a list about the deeds of the flesh first.
所以下面呢，保罗呢，在他给出这个圣灵的果子啊，九种特性之前，他先给出的呢，如果你是按照你自己的情欲行事的话，你得到的结果是怎样
？And you can see there's a lot of in there, so I'm not going to read it anymore.
所以大家在19节到21节中。列了很多这个肉体按肉体情欲形式是怎样一个结果，你就不再读了。
Yeah, or he says that for those practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
所以他说最后的总结就是行这些的事的人必不能承受神的国。
And then Paul gave the list of these characteristics of the Holy Spirit, of the fruit of the Spirit.
然后就保罗就给了这个圣灵所结的果子九种特性这样的经文，在22节23节。
Right. So somebody would say, okay, I understand it, and this is basically a list of not to do and a list to do.
有人告诉我说，哎，这个是我知道，就是他这里写的就是那些不要做的事情，然后再列了个单子，就是说我们应该做的事情。
And so it's a parallel of not to do and to do.
所以它这个就是两个并行的，一个是不能做的事情，另外一个就是应该做的事情。
And if you understand it that way, you are completely misunderstood Paul's point.
如果你是以这种方法来理解的话，你这个完全是误解保罗的意思了。
And the key to understand Paul's what Paul means here is this.Usage of the fruit.
这里关键就是保罗所列出来的，为什么列出这些，是怎样用这个圣灵的果实。
And as you know, fruit is like a tomato tree produces the tomato, and the cucumber plant produces the cucumber.
所以大家知道这个这个果子呢，比如说是番茄啊，长在番茄这个枝子上面啊，还是这个其他的果子长在果树上面呢
？And we already read the Matthew chapter 7 and 17 and 18 basically it says every good tree bears good fruit and bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以我们刚才读过的马太福音七章十七到十八节是这样说的，凡好树都结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
So the key is, do you have that good tree in you?
所以关键是你的里面有没有那棵好树。
And so, so it's not a list of to do.
所以这里所列出来的不是说你该做一个什么样的事情的一个名单子，不是这么回事。
And so the fruit of the tree is about being rather than doing.
所以果实就是最要紧的，不是你是去做什么，而是你是里面是什么。
And so we should focus on the being instead of the doing.
所以你要注重的是你要成为怎样的，你是怎样的，而不是你去做什么样的事情。
And also we need to understand the fruit of spirit is not a qualification to be saved or a qualification to get more love from God.
所以大家要知道，这个果子不是说你做了之后你就是会得救更多一些，或者是因为你做了这些事情之后神就爱你更多一些，不是的。
And God loves us no matter what our deed is.
所以神爱我们不论我成为做些什么具体的事情。
But instead, these qualities of the fruit are the natural outflow from the life within.
但事实上，这个里面所结的果实是因为里面有了生命，所以出来的这个就结出这样的果子来。
So if you have the life of the Holy Spirit and Jesus in you,
如果你有耶稣基督作为你生命的救主，
you cannot prevent those fruits coming up.
所以因为你有耶稣的生命，你这个果这样的果实就一定会出来的。
The other thing I want to emphasize that is that it's not a list. So you cannot say today I'm going to work on love and love only.
所以我另外要讲的，这里不是一个单子，今天你就是说我今天要去做的事情就是爱，或者只做爱的事情。
And tomorrow I'm going to do the joy and the joy only.
明天我要做的事情就是喜乐，然后就是只做喜乐的事情。
So you, we already show you a picture. Fruit of spirit is like a fruit, and all nine are inside the fruit.
所以生命的果这个圣灵的果实就是一种是一个果子，但里面有九种性不同的性质。
So you cannot say today I will display love only.
所以既然你有这个果子，你不能说我今天我就只是爱，只做爱这个一部分。
Right. So there's a huge difference between the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit here.
所以圣灵的礼物和圣灵的果子是有很大的区别的。
And in the case of fruit of Spirit, you don't have a choice to pick and choose which one.
你要尝这个圣灵的果子的话，你是不能，你要吃的话就是整个全吃下去，不能选择哪一种味道你要吃，哪一种味道不吃。
However, the gifts of the Spirit is from God that God will distribute freely by him, and some people will get one kind of gift and other people will get a different kind of gift, and so you may not have the same gift as others.
但是圣灵的礼物是神按照他的意愿自由分配给众人的，所以他给你什么样的礼物就是什么样的礼物，别人有的礼物你不一定有，是不一样的。
And plus the gifts are the tools to achieve God's purpose.
另外一点就是圣灵的给的礼物是神给你这个能力，让你去完成神让你做的事情。
But the fruit of the Spirit is the Jesus inside us. It's shown to the whole world, you are a believer.
所以圣灵的果子呢是耶稣的生命在你里面，然后告诉世界你是一个真的信主的人。
And so, I want to touch upon one question. I see that what is this necessary to have a baptism?
所以另外一个例子我要说的就是为什么要有一个洗礼怎样受洗。
Yeah, seems to me there's a lot of dispute on whether or not baptism is necessary or not necessary.
对很多人因为有这个疑问，为什么是不是有必要一定要受洗吗？
And here I want to say baptism is necessary, not because there's a law required.
所以我这里要得的结论就是受洗是必须的，不是说有一个律法就是一定要规定，但是是一个必须的。
Before you are being saved, that's what I mean.
请再讲。
What I mean that it's not a requirement to be saved.
所以说受洗不是一个不是一个得救的必须的一个要求。
But you always say yes to baptism.
但是你要一定要说是的，我要受洗。
Because this is natural outflow of the fruit, which is love, faithfulness, and goodness.
就是这，但是因为受洗是一个生命的表现，就是爱和信实的一个表现。
All right. So hopefully, you have a clear understanding of overview of this, the fruit of spirit by now.
所以这样的话，大家有可能有一个比较明确的明白的这个理解了，是怎样，什么叫圣灵的果子。
So next, let's look at the two specific characteristics, which is peace and patience.
然后下面我们要看一下，就是两个特色，就是两个特性，一个是平安和一个是忍耐。
So, in today's environment, as we said before, you all see turmoil, demonstration, injustice, violence, crime, earthquake, etc. And of course, this ever worsening stats of the unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic. And we want to ask,Where can we find the peace?
大家要看看今天的环境中，每天大家听见的就是混乱啊、毁坏啊，或者不公义啊，或者有这个有一些坏人啊、罪犯啊，或反正各种各样的问题，在这个世界上越来越严重了，特别是这个新冠病毒，我们要问我们自己，我们怎样才能放到平安，找到平安呢？
And with the stay home order, all sorts of issues pop up, like demanding family to manage, and stress and pressure at work, and job loss, and strain the relationship to cope with, and even abuse or depression to deal with.
所以因为我们大家现在都是住在家里待着不许出去，所以就有很多很多的问题就出来了，又有家庭要许怎样来管理这些问题是一个很大的难处，我们有很大的压力，然后在不论是工作上，或者是有人已经丢了工作，或者是家庭的关系上面，或者是到了这种心情的不好的情况下，这怎样对待？我们真的是要求神给我一个平安。
So people cry, go away, leave me peace, give me a peace.
所以人们在那里就是说话，就是讲话，就是这样子说，走开，走开，我要一个，我自己要平安。
Yet, in the Bible, peace is one of the huge words.
但是在圣经里面，这个平安是一个很大的字。
And in Old Testament, it is that beautiful and complex word, shalom.
在整个在旧约中，这个是一个很美的字，就是 他的犹大犹太文犹太人说话就是叫沙龙。
So if we can have this slide and just Shalom is all around the well-being and free from fear and want, contentment and in all relationship with God and others.
好，这个平安是不是一个沙龙？就是说我们没有我们这是真的是非常好，我们也不害怕，也不恐惧，我们在所有和神的关系上，我们都觉得很满足。
And that is the God's promise.
这个是神给我们的应许。
But in order to understand what peace is in this fruit of spirit, let's look at what the Bible talks about the peace, and especially in the Paul's letters, and what peace means.
所以，但是要理解这个字，这个平安这个字，我们要看看，圣经里面是怎样解释这个平安的字，尤其是保罗写的书信里面，他是怎样讲这个平安这个字。
There are three types of peace the Bible has talked about.
在圣经中有三个有三种这个讲这个平安这个意义的。
And if we can flip the next slide, First is the peace that God made. The second one is peace that God gives. And the third one is peace that God calls for.
好，三种平安，一种是神给的，神造的，第二个是神给的，然后是第三种是神所呼召的。
So what is the God made the peace? And you can see that's the salvation that through Jesus Christ die on the cross, we can have a peace with God.
所以神造的这个平安是怎样呢？就是我们的得救。因为耶稣基督在十字架上死，将拆除了中间的墙，所以我们就和神能够有平安。
So God initiated this peace through Jesus Christ.
神造的这个平安，然后开始的这个平安，通过耶稣基督成造了这个平安。
And so if we look at the Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14 to 18, we are not going to read it, but let me just give you some of the words that in this passage. For he himself is our peace.
好，这是在以弗所书二章十四到十八节，就是特别讲了这个，这是他给两
He himself is our peace.
他自己就是我们的平安，他是我们和睦。
Then later on it says he established in the peace.
然后他在我他使两下合二为一，这是建了这个平安。
And then later he said, it says he preached peace to who were far away and peace to those who were near.
后来他就说，并且来传和平的福音给你们这些远处的人，也给近处的人。
So in this passage, basically says Jesus is our peace. He established peace, and he preached the peace.
所以这里所说的就是耶稣就是我们的平安，他创立了这个平安，然后他传扬了这个平安。
So in this context, Paul is talking about the once for all peace God achieved through the Christ on the cross.
保罗所说的在这里就是耶稣基督成就了造了这个平安和我们和神之间的平安。
And even though this peace is essential for our gospel,
所以说这个平安是我们福音的基础。
But this is not the peace Paul talked about in the fruit of the Spirit.
但这个这种平安不是保罗在这个圣灵的果子里面所讲的平安。
And the second one is peace that God gives.
第二个就是神所给的平安。
And because God made a peace so that we have a reconciliation with God, and we can have peace with God.
因为我们神让我们与他和好，所以我们就能和神之间有平安。
And not only that, that means we don't have to be afraid of the judgment day that will be thrown into the death and the Sheol.
所以我们就今天就不用害怕，我们有一天要被神审判，因为我们已经与神和好。
On top of that, also God gave the peace of God.
在这个事情以上，他神也给了我们神的平安。
Because God is in control always, and He's trustworthy.
因为神在那里掌控，他是值得信靠的。
And so we don't have to worry about what we eat, what we drink.
所以我们在这里并不要担心我们吃什么喝什么而担心。
Just as in the book of Matthew about the flower example.
所以在马太福音里面举了一个这个花的这个例子。
And even the flower, God take care of it. And so you don't need to worry about your life because God is in control.
因为这朵花神也会那里看顾，所以你更不用担心你的事情神不会看顾。
So that's the peace God made, God gives, give us a peace that we can have a peace with God, and also we can have peace that nothing will take away from our guarantee that we don't have to worry about the things on the material thing.
所以这个就是神所给我们的平安。既然神在那里掌控，他给我们，他能照顾世上这很多这些花，他也能够照顾我们的生活，我们不需要有什么担心生活中的所缺。
So as I said before, you will say, oh,That's what's in theory. So in the world, you're looking at there's turmoil, disasters, pandemic. How can I have a peace?
所以你这是刚才讲的，就是这个世界就是那样混乱，有灾祸和这个瘟疫。那我们心里怎么有平安呢？
And this is exactly what matters most. When we are in an environment such as these, you have peace with them.
所以这就是最重要的，我们在这种一个环境中，我们在里面还是有平安。
And you become the silent testimony and to the world that you belong to God.
所以你就成了这个一个静默不语的这个神的见证人，所以在这样一个混乱中，我们心里还是有平安。
So if we have a peace, even though there's a lot of anxiety, even though there's a lot of devastated and by unfair justice, or by the despair of the job loss, or even terminal illness.
所以我们因为有这样的平安，我们在生活中如果碰到很不公义的事情，如果是你受了很大的冤屈，不论是你的在这个生活中还是工作中，或者是你丢失了工作，你觉得很悲伤，或者是你得了绝症，你也会心里有平安。
That kind of peace is exactly counted the most and worthless.
所以这个平安就是最要紧的，是神所给的。
So when I heard that Brother Lin Huan had a cancer and was in chemotherapy, and yet he gave a message even during that chemotherapy treatment. Such is the powerful example of peace.
所以我听说林环弟兄，西雅图教会林环弟兄，即使他得了这个癌症啊，他在做化疗的时候，他仍旧出来讲道，真是显出他是心里有平安。
And so this is the second time. That's not exactly Paul is talking about for the peace in the fruit of spirit either.
但所以我们刚才讲的是第二种的平安，但是这也是不是保罗在这个加拉太书里面所讲的平安。
So what Paul is talking about is the peace that God calls us for.
保罗所讲的平安就是神呼召我们所有的平安。
That is to make peace with brothers and sisters.
保罗所讲的平安就是和弟兄姐妹之间有平安。
Because God made the peace, because God gives us peace, and we have the peace within, so now we can give peace to others.
因为神造了这个平安，来给了我们这个平安，所以我们这心里有了这个平安之后，我们这个平安就和别人就能有平安，和弟兄姐妹间有平安。
So that's what Paul is calling for.
这就是保罗所呼召的。
Just as in the Psalm 133, God gave us a good picture of what is a peace.
在诗篇133篇中，神给了我们话语，让我们知道是怎样是这个和平平安。
Behold how good and how present it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
所以这里是这样讲的，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So the big question is, how to have a peace with others?
所以这个很大的问题就是怎样和别人之间有平安呢？
It is easy to say than to be done.
说起来容易，做起来很难。
And so for that we can look at the book of the Romans and have Paul has a good teaching about how to deal with and to make peace with brothers and sisters.
在罗马书保罗教导我们怎样和弟兄姐妹能够平安的这个教导。
And in the chapter 14 and 15, he used the one chapter and a half to talk about how to make peace with brothers and sisters.
他在14章和15章用了一章半的篇幅来告诉我们怎样和弟兄姐妹平安。
So if you can put the slide up again.
大家看一下这个。
So the key things we talk about, one is what is called disputable matters.
他所说的就是一件事怎样解决争执的问题。
Disputable matters are a part of life.
大家有争执是每个人生活的一部分。
You cannot eradicate all the disputes.
你大概是不能够根除所有的这个争执的。
The key to this is accept one another.
在这里的所说的平安就是要接受，相互之间要接受。
And so the verse that we quoted here, I'm not having the time to go through this. There are three key words I have highlighted in yellow here.
这里有一经文太长，我也就不读了。但是有三个字很要紧，我这里重点讲一下。
So the first is don't quarreling over disputable matters.
不要在这里争执这个所疑惑的事情，辩论所疑惑的事情。
And then you will have do not contempt.
不要第三节不要论断，不要轻看。
Yeah.
不要轻看。
And then you do not judge.
第三个是不要论断。
How can we do that? I mean, basically, you know, for example, in a church, there's something people don't agree upon, and how do we do that to make peace with each other?
我们怎样做这个和平的事情，如果有教会里面有争执，大家有不同意怎么办呢？
Basically, Paul gave us these three things to think about.
保罗给了我们三件事让我们看一下。
The first is in the verse 1 to 12, basically says, we are subject to the same law.
所以11节到12节都是你们都要接纳。
We are subject to the same law.
我们只有一个律法，我们只有一个神，一位神 ，sorry。
The second is we are constrained by love。
我们第二个就是我们是受爱这个限制。
And that's in the verse 13 to 23 of chapter 14.
在14章13节到23节中是这样写的。
And then, in the last, we are shaped by the example of Jesus.
然后第后面讲的就是我们是耶稣基督重新塑造了我们。
And that's basically Jesus looking at the interest of others above your own.
这所说的就是耶稣看别人比自己的看别人的事情比自己的事情更要紧。
And I think that the golden rule in the Bible, it says, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophet.
所以在圣经里面只有一个主要的最要紧的就是最黄金法则是这样的，在马太七章十二节，所以无论何事你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
And of course the ultimate example is that Jesus died on the cross for us.
所以最后的最难的最要最不容易的就是耶稣在十字架上为我们受死。
Just as in the Romans chapter 15, it says, quoted the Psalm 69, that the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.
好，他这里在罗马书也是在这里引用诗篇69篇，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
And of course, this is a picture of unjust suffering.
所以这就是一幅因为受了不义不是受了不公平的不公平的磨难的这一个图画。
But you contrast it to the psalmist in the 69, which calls for judgment. Jesus gave the forgiveness.
但是和这个诗篇里面所有一个对比不一样的就是诗篇里面是要一个公义的审判，但是耶稣选择的就是原谅。
So he thinks on the behalf of the sinners and want to save them.
因为你们是罪人，所以耶稣要拯救你们。
And so, as Paul just said, we are under the same Lord, we are constrained by the love, we should follow Jesus' example.
因为我们是同有一个主所以说我们受律法的限制，但是我们要跟随主。
And so let me summarize what peace is here, about making peace with others.
所以我在这里总结。
First, we need to learn to avoid the conflicts that are not essential, not necessary.
好，这里我做一些建议。如果是我们要怎样在实现这个神的说的爱呢？就是如果是不必要的争执的话，我们要避免。
And we need to resolve in a godly way the conflicts that are necessary or unavoidable.
所以我们要用神所给的办法来解决或者是避免不必要的争执。
The key here is accept one another and try to live peace with others, even when they disagree.
所以要紧的就是你要接受其他的弟兄姐妹，即使在事情上不同，你也要接受别人的弟兄姐妹。
So just as the Romans chapter 12 to 18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men.
所以就像罗马书十二章十八节，如果可能的话，就是十八节吗
？Yeah, 12, 18.
等一下，我要翻一翻，我这里讲错了。如果可能的话，要与众人敌人， 众弟兄和睦。等一下啊，我把这个，我再看一下。好，若是能行，总当尽力与众人和睦。42:18。
Okay, so let's encourage each other. Let's have a peace with brothers, sisters, or even out of the wider world. And even if we have disagreement, dispute, we can accept one another.
所以我们要相互鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果是有争执或者有不同意的地方，我们也要相互的爱地方，爱弟兄姐妹，因为让我们有平安。
All right, so now let's talk about patience.
我们讲一下这个忍耐。
Hopefully I can finish before 12.
好，我大概争取在12点之前结束。
All right, patience, and again, look at the current environment.
我们看看忍耐，我们现在的环境。
And with the pandemic and the stay-home order.
因为这个外面的瘟疫，我们也正待在家里头。
And we desperately need the patience.
我们所以要很需要这个忍耐。
And it is a painful word as well.
也是一个很痛苦的事情。
Because a patience means that you don't get what you want now.
这个忍耐是什么呢？就是你想要什么你得不到。
And so in today's world, everything is instant.
所以在这个世界上每一件事情都要马上得到。
And you have instant messaging, instant noodles, and instant everything.
你要的是快速信息快速这个信息快速面你每样事情都要马上得到。
So the world is looking for instant.
这个世界要的就是快速的马上的。
But what we need is patience.
但是我们要的是这个忍耐的心。
So what is patience? Is a patience just ability to wait?
是不是什么是忍耐呢？这个忍耐是不是就是说我们能等呢
？And wait for a long time.
然后长久等待。
No, the patience is not just the ability to wait for a long time, because that's natural ability you have.
这个忍耐不是说你就长久的等待，这个是你自己就有的一个品格，很多人有。
For example, you need to wait at the traffic light, you need to wait in the waiting room in the doctor's office.
就像你在等着这个红灯，或者是等着看医生，这个病房里面等着的，你就是长久忍耐。
What patience is that you need to wait for a long time with good attitude and without complaining.
忍耐的好的忍耐就是你要耐心等待长久的时间，但是你不抱怨。
All right, so if the slide can you put up, and the Greek word in Paul's letter is about, it's called macrothermia.
这个有个希腊语是这样，是屏幕上这样写的。
And it means long-suffering or forbearance.
所以它是意思就是长久的受苦或者是忍耐、忍让。
So if you flip the next page, and so essentially what patience is, if we define it, basically these two things, ability to endure for a long time of any opposition and suffering to show perseverance without retaliation or revenge, and the ability to put up with the weakness and the foibles of the others without quickly irritated or angry.
好，真的忍耐就是能长久忍耐敌对和苦难，并有毅力，不惧报复或者报仇的能力，能容忍别人的不足和缺点，并不变得马上焦虑和发怒的能力。
And you can see it is hard.
大家看到这个是很难的。
And so how can we get the patience?
我们怎样能够得这个忍耐呢？
So we need to look at the source.
我们要看这个。
Look at God and look at Jesus.
我们要看我们的神，我们看我们的耶稣，我们的主。
So next page. So if we look, we need to talk about the patience of God in the Old Testament.
我们看旧约从,
and the patience of Jesus before we talk about our patience.
是啊,我们要看从旧约, 先看旧约中神的忍耐, 然后看耶稣的忍耐, 然后才能看到我们自己的忍耐。
Because our patience is the fruit coming from our God.
因为我们的忍耐是从神给的礼物。
So if we read Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
我们读这个出埃及记34章6节。
And then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
所以这里讲,耶和华在他面前宣告说,耶和华,耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。 不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So in here, slow to anger means patience.
这里是说, 不发怒, 然后等待, 就是忍耐。
If you look at, you will even more evidence that God is patient.
你的声音没有了，好像。
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, 你再讲一遍刚才那句没有。
Okay, so if you think this statement is remarkable, but if you consider the context, this is even more remarkable.
大家看看这个里面这个所做的这个宣告是不得了的大事情, 大家看看里面内容是更加不得了的事情。
And as you know that this is one God gave Moses a second stone tablet of the law.
大家想一想,以前这个旧约中所记载的神给摩西第二个石板,就是十诫的那个石板的那个故事。
That is after Israel people rebelled by worshiping idol of the golden calf.
大家记得这个故事,以色列人在那里在敬拜金牛犊,然后就
And so,
然后, yeah, 然后神给了第二块石板,
right. God could completely wipe them out if he want.
神那个时候说, 如果神愿意的话, 再把整个以色列人全部清除掉, 灭绝。
At the end of the intercession of Moses, God gave them second chance.
但是神, 摩西给他求情, 给他们求情, 神就给了这些犹太人第二次机会。
So that's after God gave Moses the second stone tablets and the second set, and then he said this.
然后神就给了摩西第二次给他的两块石板, 然后就没有灭绝以色列人。
So you think that the Old Testament God is all about justice, but you can see God is patient too.
大家如果只是认为旧约神是 完全没有耐心啊，没有爱的话，但是这就是说神有忍耐。
And another example is Jeremiah the prophet.
第二个就是耶利米这个先知。
And as you know that Jeremiah preached, they say the God's word and to the Israel people for 40 years.
大家也记得这个耶利米他在传讲神的话语有40年之久。
Yet Israel people didn't listen to him.
以色列人并不听他的。
So this is a patience. And so in the book of James, and that's one of the examples of prophets' patience.
所以在雅各书中就是讲这个耶利米他这个有这个忍耐, 就是他在传福音40年之久。
Okay, so we know God is patient. So the patience of the Jesus is also remarkable.
他知道神是有忍耐的, 大家看这个耶稣也是有更有忍耐。
And I'm not going to go through the detail because of time limit. Basically, there are two areas you can look at. Look at how patient he is with his disciples.
所以我, 讲一下, 大家要看自己看一下, 这个, 耶稣是怎样对他的门徒的, 他是有忍耐。
And the second example is, of course, he's endured the violence on the cross.
第二个，他忍耐，就是在十字架上，他也是忍受这个痛苦。
And what he said is, forgive them, right?
耶稣是怎样说吗？原谅他们吧，他们不知道他们所做的。
So the example of God in the Old Testament and the Jesus in the New Testament is very remarkable that they are very patient.
所以在旧约中所讲神的故事和神的记载和耶稣的或在十字架上的忍耐都是非常了不起的。
So because of that, we have the source of the patience. We can be patient too.
因为有神和耶稣，我们才也应该有这个忍耐。
So as we described earlier, there are two areas for us to act as our patients.
有两个地方我们要有这样忍耐的心。
The first is the long suffering.
第一个就是长久忍耐。
And the second one is the forbearance with others.
第二个就是怎样忍耐别人。
All right, so long suffering, and that's not something that you say, oh, I cannot suffer.
这个长久忍耐，你往往会说我不能忍耐。
Let me look at the book of James we just read earlier, that there are two scenarios that about long suffering.
在雅各书中五章，我们刚才所读有两种长久忍耐。
And the first one is that when the truth is unpopular.
就是第一个选择，就是不再受欢迎的。
And that's the chapter 5, verse 10. It's, he said, the prophets are the example.
就是五章十节，就是说用众先知当做一个榜样。
So what James in mind probably is the Jeremiah about preaching to the Israel people for 40 years.
大概是在这个雅各的心里，就是耶利米他对犹太人传福音讲到就是有40年之久。
So you can see that sometimes the truth is not popular.
所以大家看见并不是很受欢迎的，忍耐并不受欢迎。
And look at today's world, probably the same thing, that truth is not the majority.
所以在这个现在的世界上，和平并不是一个主流。
And so that's the first scenario. The second scenario is this about the pain is unbearable and unexplainable.
第二个部分就是说这个痛苦是不能忍受的。
And it cannot be explained.
也不得，没有什么理由的，没有原因的。
And this is the example he gave it as a job.
这里雅各就给了一个例子，就是约伯的故事。
Right, so these are the two examples. So the first one, truth is unpopular.And the second is one, the pain is unbearable and unexplainable.
所以就是就举个两个例子，一个就是这个它并不是受欢迎的，第二个是这个痛苦，亚伯的痛苦并不是有原因的，也不能解释的。
And so how to face this? Basically we need to understand the three things.
怎样面对这样事情呢？我们要明白三样事情。
The first thing is, Bible never says we will not suffer. And actually, contrary to that, it says such suffering is not a surprise.
好，这个就是圣经里面说的，从圣经从来没有说是我们不能受痛苦。这不但如此，这个圣经所说的就是，受苦并不是一个，不是一个惊讶，令人惊讶的事情，是很正常的事情。
So we need to prepare to face it.
好，所以我们要准备怎样面对这个痛苦。
The second thing is we should not retaliate when suffering comes. And
第二件， 第二件事情我们要做的就是当这个痛苦临到的时候，我们不要往回斗争打回去。
And this we should follow Jesus' example. He didn't retaliate on the cross.
就像我们要像耶稣一样不再反击，受痛苦的时候不再反击，就像耶稣在十字架上所做的。
The third thing is we should not quit.
第三件就是我们不要放弃。
So when the truth is unpopular, and when the suffering comes, when the opposition comes, we don't quit. Keep telling the truth.
就是即使是受了逼迫，即使是受了痛苦，当为了我，我们也要坚持持守忍耐，接着去传福音。
So, the key is we need to anticipate the suffering.
关键就是我们要准备好，我们要受苦。
And a lot of time, Christians are not prepared for suffering.
很多时间，基督徒并没有准备好要受苦。
When such thing comes, it becomes a surprise for them.
当痛苦来临的时候，就变成了一个这个不可想象、不能想象的事情。
And then they don't know what to do.
基督徒就不知道该做怎样的事情，当痛苦来临。
And the easy way to do it is just quit.
很容易做的就是不干了。
And so just quit and not doing it anymore.
就是不再干了，不再做了。
And so we need to anticipate, and we don't retaliate, and we don't quit.
所以我们要准备好，但是我们也不反击，我们也不放弃。
And so this is the first type of patience, which is the tough sort of patience.
这是第一种忍耐。
And second is the forbearance with others.
第二个就是忍耐，就是忍耐别人。
And this means that we need to put up with the things other people do, or things they should do but didn't do it.
所以这样的话，我们就要让做我们该做的，也是不再看重别人做了没有，或者是他们没有做该做的事情。
So we're going to look at the example in the James as well.For this case.
我们要看雅各书中这样的例子。
So in the James chapter 5 verse 7, it's about the farmer.
雅各书五章七节是有关这个农夫的故事。
And it basically says, therefore be patient until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil.
他这里所讲的就是要耐心的忍耐。农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
What this example says that we do our part.
这个例子所说的就是我们做我们该做的。
So that means we forgive, we overlook, we be patient with others.
好，我们要原谅别人，我们要不再看重别人，然后要耐心忍耐。
And then.Wait expectantly.
然后要渴慕这个等待。
And so, we have a Chinese idiom which is the opposite of this. It's called, 拔苗助长。
现在我们也有一个中文的这个谚语，就是我们常常知道的，就是拔苗助长。
And that's just the opposite of the patience.
这个是。忍耐的反义词。
And so he said he cannot wait, so he just pouring the crops and help the crops grow.
所以他等不下去，所以他只能把这个苗拔起来，然后就希望它长得快一点。
So you don't want to do God's part.
所以你不应该不要做这样的事情。
So wait expectantly.
然后在这里等待，耐心的。
So we are not passively wait, but we wait expectantly. That means we prepare for the harvest.
所以我们并不是在这里无助的，就是耐心的等待，而是我们在充满希望的等待， 就希望他有出产。
So I'm going to give you an example again, it's Awana.
我要给大家一个 Awana 的这个例子。
And in Awana, I have always wished that the kids will pray during the sessions.
我在 Awana 时候常常希望这个孩子们能够祷告。
And so I pray to God, let the kids open up their mouths and pray to God.
我在那里祷告神，求神让孩子们能够打开他们的嘴巴来祷告神。
But when I tried and first asked them, can you guys help to do the closing prayer for us?
我以前试过就问他们，你们愿不愿意做一个结束祷告啊？
No one raised their hand.
没有人。
And do we quit? So we don't. So we keep asking them and joyfully, expectantly, keep asking them. So every, the first time I asked nobody, and so I prayed myself again.
所以我们并没有在这里就放弃，我每个礼拜都邀请他们祷告，然后如果没有人祷告的话，我就祷告。
And so, slowly, one person raised their hand and wanted to pray for the closing prayer.
Yeah, 所以慢慢的就有一两个小朋友就举手愿意做结束祷告。
And then two, then three.
然后就是有两个、三个小朋友都愿意了。
And right before we closed our church was because of pandemics.
在这个因为瘟疫的原因，我们教堂关闭之前。
So the last session, almost last session, I asked the kids, could we pray for the pandemic and the nurses and doctors?
那个时候我就邀请这些小朋友，你们愿不愿意为这个瘟疫啊，为那些在外面做工的护士祷告吗？
And to my surprise, the kids suggested everyone pray.
所以这真是很让我惊讶，那些小孩子都愿意起来祷告了。
So everyone should pray for the pandemic and the doctors and nurses and for their safety.
所以每一个都是应该都在那里为这个瘟疫啊和这些医生护士而祷告。
So all 11 stand up.
所以11个孩子都起来了。
Yet, as one, he said, I don't want to pray.
还是有一个孩子他说他不要祷告。
Because he never prayed, and he didn't want to pray, and he don't think he is ready for prayer.
他从来也不祷告，他没有祷告过，他也不愿意祷告，他也不想祷告。
So even though I'm very thankful that 10 of them prayed during that day, one by one, for the pandemic recovery.
所以我很感谢神，有十个孩子每个都愿意起来祷告。
I become a little bit impatient with that kid.
但是对那个最后不愿意起来的那第十一个孩子，我是没有耐心。
And I thought to myself, maybe he would never pray for us.
所以我那时候就想，这个孩子大概永远不会祷告了。
But fast forward 3 months.
但是三个月以后。
And we will have the session virtually on the web.
因为三个月以后我们就在网上聚会了。
And as usual, I invite people to pray.
一般来说我就是像以前一样邀请朋友们能祷告。
And normally kids want to pray during the class because their mom and dad is not around.
一般来说孩子们愿意在课堂里祷告，因为他父母不在。
But if they are having lesson at home, their mom and dad normally can hear them.
是啊，如果他们在家的话，但是这个时候他们在家里父母就在边上。
So the usual people who volunteered become less frequently volunteered.
是啊，在以前上课的时候那些孩子愿意祷告的，现在不大愿意祷告了。
Yet, the number 11, I said it before, raised his hand.
但第11个孩子，就是我刚才说的11个孩子，他把手举起来。
And since then, He is the most frequent volunteer for prayer, for the closing prayer for the one class.
从那个时候以后，这位第十一个孩子就变成了一个最常常举手愿意做结束祷告的孩子。
So this example gave us the equipped experience that patience is what we need. We need to go ahead.
所以这个例子就给了我们一个告诉我们怎样才能有耐心。这个耐心就是要等待。
And do our part, wait for God to act on his part.
就是做我们的那部分该做的事情，等待神做他神愿那一部分。
God will give us a surprise we don't expect.
神会给我们一个惊讶，我们从来没有想到有这样大的惊讶。
And speaking of patience, no patience is badly needed than the church leaders.
讲到这个忍耐，没有什么忍耐比这个教会的领袖带领者应该有的忍耐更大了。
They need limitless supernatural patience.
他们需要的就是要有无限的忍耐，就是超自然的忍耐。
And someone used the mountain climber as an example analogy for this kind of patience.
有人用这个登山者做一个类比的，作为这样一个忍耐的类比。
That means you can only move forward at the pace of the slowest climber.
所以你能做的就是只能是走一条路，就是让这个最慢的也能够上去。
You can move only at the slowest pace.
所以你能做的就是最慢的，你比那个最慢的就是照这个速度你才能上去。
So I want you to think in the case of the church leaders when they decide the things, make sure that they understand the patience they need.
所以教会的领袖也是这样子，如果要决定一些事情的话，也是需要有忍耐。
So as we said before, all the patience is not by our own strength.
刚才我们所说的就是这个忍耐不是靠着我们自己的力量。
It's because God is patient, Jesus is patient, so we can be patient too.
因为神是有忍耐的，耶稣是有忍耐，所以我们也能有忍耐。
Last night, when we had Bible reading with our kids, one verse came to my mind, which is we're reading about the Proverb, chapter 25.
昨天晚上在这个读经的时候，我们有一句经文到了我的到我的心中。
And which is the chapter 25, verse 15. It says, forbearance can move a king to agree.
所以等一下我到了。就是在箴言25章
verse 15.
等一下。好，我们要看一下箴言25章15节。恒常忍耐可以劝动君王，柔和的舌头、
right.
sorry, 我先读了。
Yeah, that's the first part is enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it means. That patience can move the king's heart.
所以恒久忍耐可以劝动君王。
Okay.So, because our patience is coming from Jesus, so we need to understand Jesus better.
所以我们的忍耐从耶稣来，我们要更明白耶稣。
And that reminds me of this year's our church's theme verse.
所以让我提醒我想起了我们今年我们教会的主题。
And that verse it says, know Jesus, right? Know Jesus and his resurrection power.
就是要要我们要我们要学耶稣，然后知道耶稣所救恩的大能。
And so, in order to have the patience, we need to know the character of Jesus.
为了我们有这个忍耐的心，我们要懂得耶稣的耶稣的性格。
Know Jesus better.
能够更懂耶稣。
And so, I have talked about peace and talked about patience. So let me just close.
好，我们已经读讲了这个平安和这个忍耐，让我们在这里做结束。
Let me just close with another Awana book verse, which is 2 Peter verse 3-9.
好，这是我们这里做结束的话，我们要读一下这个 Awana 书里面，这个是彼得后书三章九节。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是容忍宽容你们，不愿有一人成人，乃愿人人都悔改。
So may the peace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ serve as the perfect example so that we can bear more and more peace and patience in our daily life.
愿我们的主和我们的神和主耶稣作为我们一个很好的榜样，因为他们有平安和忍耐，所以我们每天的日子中也能够有更多的平安和忍耐。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣。
Thank you giving us the message on the fruit of spirit.
真是谢谢你今天给我们圣灵果子的信息。
We know it is because God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
因为是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And so we can bear the fruit.
所以我们就能得有这个圣灵的果子。
Not because our own ability.
不是因为我们自己的能力。
But because we are attached to the tree.
但是我们是和他们连在一起。
And because of the Christ life manifested in us.
因为耶稣的生命在我们里面彰显。
And we can bear the fruit.
所以我们就能够有这样的果子。
May we know Jesus better.
让我们能够更懂耶稣，更能了解耶稣。
May we read the Bible better.
让我们更读更多的圣经。
May we know God's character better.
让我们懂得神的性情。
So that we can have the kind of peace and the patience that God has.
然后我们就能够有神有的这个平安和忍耐。
By doing that, all the glory goes to God.
然后我们要做这样的事情，然后是为了神的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。阿门。
Amen.